Hi, welcome to Just Friend Zone. I'm Kevin.
I'm Jackie.
I'm Josh.
I'm Damien.
So we're all back together. I was talking about how it's been a few months, actually, since we all sat down and recorded together. So it's a nice, not change of pace, but it's nice to be all back together and talking. These guys said that they had a lot of fun recording without me. So I was tempted to actually tell them, you're fine, you could just record without me then. But they wanted to, do a kind of same vibes with me included in it. So we're all here together, and they, we're going to catch up. So thanks for joining along in this conversation. How's everyone doing today?
The day actually went by pretty fast for me. Making acai bowls and drinks. Some of my regulars come in, chit-chat.
When are you going to make me an acai bowl, by the way? You told me that you were going to make me an acai bowl, like, years ago, and you still haven't done it.
It's because you don't come to my store.
Okay, and the one time I was in your area... Whoa!
I know what this is. I know! As soon as she said that, I was like, oh, Kevin's ready. Do I throw hands right now?
I went up to your area. I was, like, 10 minutes away from you, and then you were like, nah, it's my day off. I don't want to see you.
How am I supposed to make you a bowl if I'm not at work?
We could hang out there together. I could pick you up. I was already in the area. That's fake true. Homie, dude. I'm the only person that has actually driven to your area right so far, Jackie.
Yes. Kevin is the only one so far to come visit me at work.
Twice.
When I went at Little Tokyo in LA.
Yeah. With fake homie.
Jackie, you don't know how mad he was. He was ranting to me. He's like, dude, Jackie, she always complains that we'd never get to go to her. I go to her, I text her, she said she don't want to hang out with me. And he was so mad.
How would you feel?
Apologize to him, Jackie.
You tell me you wouldn't be a little upset? Like, I was already in the area.
I am sorry.
It's okay, I forgive you. Whatever.
Because I was what day of the week was it?
It was a Saturday.
A Saturday.
Yeah.
And you got there at like 7 something p.m.
Yeah, like 7 p.m.-ish.
What was I doing?
I don't know, it was your day off.
I was at Clinton's house.
Oh, okay. Alright, that's cool. Just the boyfriend you see like every day.
Sounds like someone's still bitter.
I'm a little. Damien, would you not be if you made the drive all the way out there only for her to tell you, nah, I don't want to hang out with you?
I didn't say that.
All right, this is getting a little awkward. I'm going to stop here. It's fine, Jackie. I'm not that upset. I may be playing it up a little bit.
Next time, I'm going to be like, let's go to IHOP.
IHOP?
IHOP.
Let's go to IHOP.
Is what that IHOP?
For some pancakes.
Are you a pancake person?
It depends.
Because I was actually just talking to Kayla. I was like, I don't remember a single time that I was like, you know what? I want pancakes today. I'm going to go for pancakes.
It depends. So like, there's pancakes, waffles, and French toast. I'd go for French toast over pancakes.
Mm. Okay, so what about this? French toast, pancakes, waffles. How would you guys rank them?
Is this like a F, Mary, Kill type of thing?
Kinda, yeah. But you're just ranking which one you would take first. Yeah, just like in order from like from most favorites, least favorite.
I have mine. Oh,
mine's
go
easy.
Ahead.
I'm a waffle guy. I like waffles and then French toast and then I'd kill pancake.
For me, I've never gone somewhere that gave me like a really good waffle.
You don't like Eggos?
Oh, that's Eggos. Everybody likes Eggos. I'm talking about like going waffles. Out and getting a waffle. I'd probably put waffles up there too. I think I have to make it myself to enjoy the experience.
What about like Roscoe's? Roscoe's chicken and waffles?
I've only been there once.
And you didn't like it?
I can't remember.
I don't think I've ever been there.
We should go there. Just friend zone trip.
Just friend zone outing. Just friend zone outing. I swear, these ideas are just flowing every episode. Gotta shout it out at least once. No, I'm saying.
Yep.
Jackie's gonna have to come down to us again.
I mean, she's coming down on Thursday, right?
Yeah.
Like soon?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. You guys can take it to Roscoe's.
Well, because
no,
you guys get off work different time.
I mean, yeah. I would still be working when she would come, so I don't.
I'm meeting with Peter.
And Peter's coming to my house.
Yeah, Peter's off same time.
Well, if it's if it's a Thursday, I work from home, so I can hang out with you guys until I have to go do my thing. So that's always an option.
Work from home party at my place.
I hate you guys.
Sorry, Josh.
No, because I was telling my coworkers, I was like, whoever customer based, whoever comes in on Thursday will catch me without a mask. Because we still wear masks in our store because we choose to. Because we're like, they don't need to know what we look like. But because I'm going to put on some makeup.
Oh, you can't be wearing masks, smearing that makeup.
Yeah, because I'm going to wear makeup, I don't want to wear a mask that's just going to take it all off. So that's when my old customer service habits got to kick in, where I got to smile at everybody.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Because literally with a mask, and like, only in my regulars I'm genuinely smiling, and like when I'm like chatting and goofing with customers, but otherwise only my eyes are smiling.
Because you never know if you're just doing this.
Maybe not like that, Damien.
Yeah, you look a little
just a little snarl underneath.
Yeah. It just reminded me of your photo that was just changed as a group chat photo.
Oh, no. Is it really changed as a group chat photo?
It is.
The face you just made reminded me of it.
God, guys, I can't escape it. Come on. It's one place I would like my face not to be like the thing.
It's just a very memeable face, though.
Oh, my gosh.
It's okay, though.
Louis was the one that took that, too.
Yes. Louis exposed you. But you guys gotta answer the question. Answer the question.
Oh yeah, that's right.
We did this all last episode too. We're like talking, and we just like distracted for 20 minutes, and then come back to the question.
Okay, I said waffles, and then French toast, then pancakes.
For me, it'd be French toast, pancakes, waffles.
French toast, pancake, waffles.
I think it's more so because, like, growing up, I just didn't have waffles all that often. Like, dad would make French toast for us on Saturdays, and then my mom would always get us the, like, the McDonald's like breakfast meal where I had like you know, mm-hmm. that was like, yeah, it was. So yeah,
I can't I'm conflicted now because I make blueberry pancakes at home.
Kevin, what were you gonna say?
It's turn. I'm a little confused. What is the McDonald's breakfast thing you guys are talking about?
The deluxe breakfast with the pancakes, eggs, bacon, sausage, and
it's similar to the jumbo platter at Jack in the Box.
And the English muffin.
Oh, I like how Jackie had to equate it to Jack in the Box.
That's all you had to say. You know, all you gotta say is this is what's like a Jack in the Box, and I got it. You know what I'm saying? I see. Okay, so it's basically like a typical breakfast platter type of thing.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
if you went to a diner, like that kind of thing. Oh, okay, gotcha. Okay. Oh,
it's the best.
Yeah. I know I can't say pancakes because there was a time when I was like growing up where my aunt made blueberry pancakes, and I just like I'd forgotten about this memory, but Jackie said she makes blueberry pancakes, and it unlocked the memory. But basically, my aunt made blueberry pancakes, and I'm not sure if it was the milk she used or if it was the blueberries she used, but something in there was spoiled. And so when she cooked it, she, you know, fed it to me, and then I ate it, and then I got really severe food poisoning from it, and I was only like 12 or 13 years old. And so for me, it was that the association that I made was with like that cooked blueberry scent, you know? I made that association with like me getting sick and throwing up. So for a long time, every time I smelled it, I would actually have like a big like nauseous reaction to it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, like Josh and I worked at Starbucks, and one of Starbucks's pastry items is a blueberry muffin.
Oh, so, dude.
Yeah. So for like a good, like maybe the first year I worked at Starbucks, every time I smelled it, like when someone ordered it, I would like have like a really bad nauseous reaction to it. And then after a while, because I just smelled it so often, like I just kind of got over it. But yeah.
Well, at least you were conditioned out of it. That's great. Yeah.
I was about to say, I can't make Kevin blueberry pancakes.
I'm all good now. Oh, I do prefer chocolate chip pancakes, though. Chocolate chip pancakes with some banana slices. That's so good. But are we judging these based just off of like the base form of it? Like
no, it's just whatever preference or whatever kind of like order or justification you're using for it.
Oh.
Yeah, you go to a restaurant, which one would you order? You know, like in that order.
Yeah. If your first pick was out, like they were like, oh sorry, we're out, what would be the second thing that you'd pick off the menu instead? Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay, so I think this is just me being really cheap. But you know, like waffles, like almost every time you order it, if you order it in a restaurant, it's like an extra charge, you know? So that makes me not want to pick the waffles first. Like that's waffles true. Can't be my first choice because, like, you know, because I'm cheap. But I also don't like French toast. So, like, I don't know anymore. Like, it feels like I can't pick anything I win. I think,
so,
but, like...
So Kevin's is basically, like, pancakes or bust. Like, that's just...
But no blueberry pancakes.
no blueberry pancakes. No blueberry syrup. None of that. I think I've had breakfast with Josh enough for him to know is, like, a lot of times I actually won't even touch, like, the pancakes or whatever is on the side there. Yeah. Like, I'll eat, like, the eggs, the potatoes, and then the meat or whatever. I'll eat all of that first, and then, like, if I'm still hungry, I'll start tackling the pancakes or whatever. But usually I don't touch it. Yeah.
No.
So, but, yeah, just for that reason alone, because I'm cheap and I don't want to pay for waffles I'm not going to eat, and I don't really like French toast, I guess it'd be pancakes first, and then waffles and the French toast.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So it's really funny that Jackie brought this up as a conversation just from like the initial pancake comment, like go out for pancakes. But
yeah.
My family and I just came back from like Rise Festival in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
And my parents basically each like morning, they took us to like a diner, like an American diner for breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
And then I noticed that my siblings would always get pancakes. And then so we just asked each other the question like, oh, pancakes, French toast, waffles.
Mm-hmm.
What would be your order?
Wait, before you say anything, I want to follow up on this breakfast food stuff. How do you guys like your eggs?
I go for scrambled or like, it's like scrambled, but still runny. You know what I'm talking about?
Josh probably knows the term for that.
I don't know.
I was going to ask, are you like, is it like for breakfast or is it like just in general?
Like, okay, basically what I'm doing now is I want us to build our breakfast platter.
it's called soft scramble. Soft scrambled.
Soft scrambled. Okay.
I think.
So wait, can I actually answer the week what my ideal breakfast platter would be?
No, we're building it. Come on.
No, we're building it.
Okay, each question. We're building it.
God damn it.
Wait, so you said soft scrambled.
Yeah.
For me, I would say either soft scrambled or sunny side.
Sunny side. Ooh, okay. I know Josh's, because he orders it every time. Over easy, right?
Yes. Over easy or sunny side?
Yeah. never deviates from that.
Never. I know Kevin's.
mine's pretty basic.
Kevin's so. Also, Kevin's is scrambled.
Yes, it is scrambled. I like it because it's like all fluffy. Like, I don't know. I can never make it like the same way the diners do for some reason, but I like it. I like it scrambled. Yeah. And then I always have to get the salt and the pepper from the side, you know? Yeah. Does anyone have an egg story?
I don't like scrambled eggs.
I was actually going to say I had an aversion to eggs and cheese, very similar to yours, Sarah, Kevin, where basically something about, because like I used to get it all the time when I was like younger, and then just like one time, like either the egg or the cheese did not sit or mix well. And I basically like, you know, went to the bathroom, threw up, and for a long time, like I couldn't have that combination. So basically I, for a long time, avoided like sausage, egg McMuffins, like a lot of breakfast food stuff. I kind of just had just my soft scrambled or, you know, scrambled eggs just by itself, or very vanilla breakfast. But yeah.
That's interesting. Yeah, I feel like the cheese matters. If you're going to like add cheese to eggs, it definitely matters.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, though, I can't think of a cheese that you can add to eggs and not be good.
It was like a slice of like American cheese, but it just didn't taste right. Like it just didn't.
Maybe it was bad.
Yeah.
Wait, can American cheese go bad? I heard that it can't because it's not real cheese.
Yeah, it's like super, what is it?
Like processed?
Processed, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're telling me if you leave it at room temperature, it's not going to go bad?
Well, I mean, I feel like, yeah, it'll go bad, but not because it has any cheese-like properties. Because that's why if you look at, like, a package of American cheese, it doesn't say cheese on it. It says Kraft American Singles. Because it can't be marketed as cheese. Yeah.
Velveeta is also on, like, shelf. It's not even on the fridge.
Is that, like, the cheese whiz thing?
Yeah, it's a cheese whiz stuff.
Mm. Oh.
That's very similar to Kraft.
Mm. Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. I think Josh are talking about this too. Was there's like mayo now that's like just on shelves. Like, but then it's like, how can you just dry storage mayo like that?
Not you gaslighting me into saying that my cheese aversion was fake.
you just didn't like the eggs.
honestly, it could have been the eggs. Like, yeah. Genuinely, it could have been like bad eggs, you know.
But the combo made, like, if you put cheese and eggs together, that makes you kind of like.
Yeah, for sure.
I just remember it was like a very specific smell, like a very specific combination of like how the egg and cheese was interacting. So maybe it was probably the eggs more likely, because I'd say you guys are right. Eggs are more likely to spoil than the cheese. I was just wanting to make a funny comment. That's all.
Okay. This is going to be another side tangent. But do you guys know the origins of the term gaslight?
No.
Okay. No. So gaslight, the term itself originated from a play where it was about like a husband and a wife, or the main characters of the play. And then the wife is kind of like, she, you know, their marriage isn't the healthiest thing. So then like kind of like, you know, the wife nags the husband, and the husband is like, you know, saying like, oh, like my wife's like annoying, my wife's crazy. And then one thing he does is like he'll like leave the gas on, but he won't like, but then every time he leaves it on, like she'll like smell something, and then she'll be like, hey, I think the gas is on. And then he'll go, no, it's not, like you're crazy, like it's off. And then so that's where the term like gaslight came on, like, yeah. Yeah, crazy.
So random.
Yeah, well, like Damien brought up gaslighting, and then I was like, oh wait, this is a fun fact. So but yeah. Anyway, eggs, cheese, yeah.
Some people have itch they can't scratch, like a gambling addiction or other things. For Kevin, it's a good side tangent where it's a fun fact that he can give to somebody.
Oh, I was about to do another one.
Oh no, what is it? Come on, just say it out loud.
I can't. I don't want to take up too much time.
Okay, all right. So Josh answered, Jackie answered. Kev, you didn't answer. You're the only one who hasn't answered the eggs thing.
No, yeah, scrambled eggs.
Yeah, I answered for him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I answered for Josh, and then Josh answered for me.
Yeah.
All right, so if we're building out this breakfast platter, then what's the next thing to make?
The potatoes.
Ooh.
Actually, recently I've been more adverse to potatoes. I feel like it makes sure the breakfast feel complete, but I think it's also the thing that makes it too heavy, too weighed down, the thing that knocks you into a food coma. So I've actually been trying to have less potatoes in my breakfast meal and actually feel more energized during the day. Because otherwise, after that, my breakfast just makes me lethargic for like the first half, and I can't pick up speed until like later on.
Yeah, that's why I don't eat the pancakes. So I can enjoy the potatoes.
But Damien eats the pancakes and the potatoes, so that's why.
That's why, yeah. That's and then you just clarification that French toast, like
French toast. Sorry.
Yes, French toast and the potatoes. So I've been avoiding potatoes so I can keep my French toast.
See, but then you can avoid that. You know what? You know what your problem is, or what the solution to your problem is, Damien, is that you're getting sleepy. You're getting kind of into that food coma, right? You're feeling lethargic. You just need a coffee that's gonna punch you in the mouth fast, like hard enough, to wake you up out of that.
That's the problem, Kev. No coffee punches me in, like, hard enough. Unless yeah, I, like...
That's because you take too much pre-workout.
No, I just have a high caffeine addiction in general. But I'm just saying that your solution doesn't help because, like, I've already tried it and I've gone past the threshold of man.
It works fine for me because I don't take pre-workout. This is why you guys should stop taking your pre-workout so much.
Nah. Nah.
It's better for you. Do you know how many caffeine is in pre-workout? It's so bad for you.
It's only like 150 milligrams per one scoop. So Damien and I take two scoops, so it's 300 milligrams.
I think like the normal, like a normal cup of coffee only has like 80.
Yeah, it's like drinking four cups of coffee. No problem.
Maybe is this, like that, this is like that meme that's been going around lately. Have you guys seen like the boy math, girl math meme?
Yeah.
This is boy math, huh?
Hey, boy math is better than girl math. Girl math makes no sense.
I thought it was really cool, though, that like people were just kind of like throwing things out and having a good time about it. Like it wasn't, you know, like, I think that lately...
That people haven't devolved into this whole like... Like, you know, one thing versus the other thing.
Yeah. Like, I think, like topics about, like, conversations about gender tend to be so, like, divisive lately. It's been really nice to just see, like, good humor around it.
I have a funny story about that. Mm-hmm. So, I went to Vegas, and I was gambling, having some fun, right? Mm-hmm. And then, so I put $100 down, and then I instantly lose $20, right? I'm like, oh, crap. I lost $20. I'm like, okay, I'm at 80. I'm like trying to calculate everything. My friend goes, nah, you won $80. I was like, what? And they're like, girl math. And I was like, how does that make any sense? It's like, it doesn't. Just go with it. I was like, okay. Oh, and I ended up losing $200 that night. So,
girl math.
And then the funny thing was my other friend was like, this is boy math. And I was like, what's boy math? He's like, yes, I lost $200, but I had a great time. Right? And I was like, yes. And he's like, think about it. If we went to a bar and we ate dinner, that would have been about $200, like all the whole night, right? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, but we spend 4 hours gambling at a table for $200. So we just pay for our entertainment value. And I was like, oh, that makes sense. And he's like, boy math.
That's so stupid. I love it.
I feel like this is why I become more and more of a homebody. Like, I'm just like, dude, how about I just don't spend the 200, I stay at home.
Yeah, I mean, like, I actually have that same sentiment where, like, I remember I used to go out to, like, bars, spend, like, a good $200 on drinks. And I'm like, maybe I'm really turning into the boomer homebody that everyone says I am, because I'm like, I could just stay at home and hang out with my pets and just be on my computer and just relax for like a lot cheaper.
Yeah. No, but it was funny because he's like, you spent $200, alcohol was free. They just keep coming back over and over again. You just spend the money at the table, no problem.
Boy, he was also...
He was also really drunk when he said that, so...
Okay, back to building our breakfast. Potatoes.
Oh, that's right. That's what we were talking about.
Yeah.
Look at us.
Okay, so Damien doesn't like potatoes, so we'll take the potatoes off of his platter, give him some more protein, I guess. I don't know.
No more French toast.
No more French toast.
If I had to pick potato, I would say hash browns. That used to be my go-to. How's that?
Okay, sure. All right.
I like hash browns, but also, I don't know what it's called when it's just like cube.
Like home fries?
Is that what it's called?
I think it's called home fries.
When you go to a diner,
like cut up and everything.
Yeah. And sometimes they'll add like veggies to it.
Okay. So you pick both?
Either or. But I have to pick one?
Yes.
Hash browns.
Hash browns for me, but crispy hash browns.
Oh, yeah.
I like it. Oh, yeah, because like sometimes you go to the diners and they're like, it's just like buttery potatoes, you know? Like they're not like crispy enough. Mm-hmm. So I like it crispy, but I just don't ask for crispy. But if I were to make my own, I would make it crispy.
I really like the Lyonnaise potatoes, but I feel like that's not something you get like at any diner. So I don't think that a lot of diners do it. I don't know. So I guess like if we're going with like just regular diners, like you can go get this like anywhere. I say hash browns too. Not there's nothing wrong with home fries. I just think that home fries, they just don't hit hard enough. Like they are like not hard enough, but they just don't hit. You know what I mean? Hash browns, like Josh was saying, like the crispiness is like that's what hits. So I'm for the hash browns. But same thing, like okay, so you know how I was saying that I salt and pepper the eggs? I basically salt and pepper everything. So get a little bit extra, unless I get like bacon, but we'll talk about meat in a second, right? So,
oh, yeah, do we only get one choice of protein?
Yeah, only one.
Some reason I thought you were saying like a salt and pepper, like you're like,
I'm gonna fight it,
you're fight it.
I'm gonna fight pepper,
I'm gonna salt and pepper the eggs.
Meat? Anyway. Yeah, meat. So let's take steak out of the equation.
What about country fried steak?
Yeah. So I here let's go with because I feel like actually no, you know what? Let's include it because I think you can pick. Okay, let's pick a let's do a budget option, right? That'll be like the bacon, sausage. What else is like? What else do you guys consider as the budget option?
What's considered budget? As I mean, I know you're explaining the for like price point if we go to a diner or we're making it.
Both, I guess, because then, like, obviously, like, if you're gonna do like a New York steak, that's not a budget option, you know?
Yeah, but like, country fried steak is like $12, so it's like, it's yeah, the budget.
I don't know. I would consider that like not as much of a budget thing.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know what else. What else is considered a budget option though? Between bacon, sausage, there's gotta be another ham, like a ham steak, pork chop. What else? So, okay, you know what? Let's just do it all in one go. Okay? This is too complicated. Bacon, sausage, ham, mostly pork chop.
You're just going off of May's menu.
New York steak, a country fried steak, and I think that'll be about it.
Country fried steak, easy, hands down.
Me too. It was just funny because Kevin's like naming stuff, and I'm like, this is May's menu by the price that he's going by.
Hey, most diners have these too.
I know, but then I know because we go there all the time. So it's like,
hey man, May's is like that's like. It's like the best diner ever, dude. It's just not actually, but it's like
it's memories. Not that great actually, but we
it's actually this. Bad.
Yeah,
it's actually not a great diner.
I love May's, but I haven't gone since like high school. So, yeah, I was like, I miss May's a lot.
We'll go for breakfast. Hey, what are you guys doing tomorrow? What are you guys doing tomorrow?
We'll get the manly meal.
Yeah, we're going to the manly meal. Oof. Dude, that's like a full like day's worth of calories in one.
Yeah, it is.
I don't even know what that is. I've never heard of it till now.
It's a diner right next to Kevin and where I live. where we live.
Yeah.
And then it used to, before COVID, they were open 24 hours. So like people go there super late at night or for breakfast. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But then now they're not 24 hours, I don't think.
No, I don't think so either. But it's actually a really sad story where one of the servers that worked there, she's like an older lady, but she got like it by her like son. Yeah. Like, really tragic like story where that happened. Because I think her son like had like a mental illness, and then he just had like a really bad episode, and then he bit. Yeah. Yeah. And it's not funny. It's really not funny, but Josh and I, we went to the restaurant and we were like in memory of her. It's not funny, but I just wanted to share that. Josh and I were like, we gotta do it like in memory of her.
You know, if you all you have to do is just say it's not funny, you could just say we went one time in memory of her, but because you added the little note, I'm trying to fight back a giggle.
Stop. Stop it.
Okay, let's answer the question. Yeah, guys?
Damien and I answered. We both picked country fried steak.
Country fried steak? Okay.
Yeah.
You know what? Let's take country fried steak out of it then.
What the hell?
I feel like country fried steak will just sweep it, you know?
Wait, what do you mean?
And what are the options?
Yeah, what are you, David Stern? You know?
Yeah, we veto.
Vetoing stuff out here?
Mm-hmm.
All right, New York steak.
New York steak?
Yeah, New York steak. Next, Kevin's going to be like, we're going to take steak off of it. What are you guys picking?
Budget options only.
Can I hear you?
Bacon, sausage, and ham. Which one? Okay, Jackie?
Can I hear the options again, please?
Jackie.
Pull up the menu. Pull up the menu again.
Yeah, let me just send you a screenshot of the menu real quick. That's going to be bacon, sausage, ham, pork chop, and then a New York steak.
I'd probably go for the New York steak too. But damn, if you were to take that out, I would say sausage.
Okay.
He's gonna say, all right, no more New York steak now. So
yeah, we can't have everyone choosing it. Come on, guys.
I would say if I'm feeling like I need to have a budget option, I usually would pick an omelet and then I would have ham in the omelet. That would be my alternative.
Alright, fine, whatever.
I'm sorry, was my answer not enough for you?
Yeah.
You want to get more?
There's no omelet on the menu, David. I'm just kidding. We're just kidding.
Omelets don't exist on diner menus.
How can you eat omelets when you throw up when eggs and cheese are together?
Hey, I said I used to have that aversion. I don't have that aversion anymore.
Okay. I'll choose bacon every time. I love bacon.
Oh, and that's not a simple, basic answer.
Well, it's obviously no one else here chose it, did they?
He wanted us to pick a basic answer. That was a setup.
I did. I said if you took that off, I would choose sausage.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, it's fine. I'm fine with Jackie. Jackie's cool here. High five, Jackie. All right, cool.
Josh and I just know what we want. That's it.
No, I'll choose bacon. Like at home, because I'm not going to make a country fried steak at home, right? I won't. Probably not going to cook a steak at home for breakfast.
Oh, yeah. At home, so, I choose bacon.
I'll do bacon. I mean, sausage is cool.
But at home, I would choose sausage. And specifically, Little Smokies. Love Little Smokies.
That's very specific. Okay.
What's next?
What else goes into breakfast platters, guys? The bread. So we've got white wheat sourdough,
just carbon sack over
English muffin.
But we have pancakes.
Yeah, you already have pancakes.
Yeah, but toast comes with it too.
Yeah, but if we got pancakes, waffles, and
maybe the pancakes is like the dessert portion. Like that's like the dessert portion of the breakfast. So this is your entree.
I don't want it.
English muffin. And that's what I would pick.
English muffin.
Yeah, because I love it when it's warm, and then you can split it down the middle, put some jam and some butter in there, and just make it like a sandwich, and close it back up, and you just eat it whole like that.
I'm with it. I'd say it's either English muffin or sourdough for me, but if I had to choose between the two, I'll go with an English muffin. I don't have a story for it. I don't have a story for this one, guys. I don't know why you're all waiting for me. I don't have a story. No.
Kevin knows my answer, and I say it all the time. I go, the sourdough dough. That's what I always say.
Yep, he's here for the sourdough.
The sourdough.
Sourdough dough.
Yes, I have one. It's not on your plate, but it's also a very important part of the meal. What drink do you get with this? So, like, orange juice, water, coffee.
You can get a soda too.
Apple juice.
Soda. Orange juice with pulp.
Milk.
Orange juice.
And milk.
Ooh.
Like a nice chocolate milk? You tell me you don't want a nice chocolate milk?
No.
Oh, I hate her out here.
For me, a pint of cold brew.
Okay, coffee.
Coffee.
No, specifically a pint of cold brew.
Why does it have to be a pint? Why can't it just be a cup?
Because I am used to pints. When I used to work in San Francisco, they had cold brew available in the kitchen. But they also had, just all the glassware for, like, the happy hour. So I would take a pint, and they had cold brew on tap, so I would just go and fill up the whole pint with, like, a tap. And then my coworkers at first, when I first started, they're like, that's really bold. He's having a beer, like, a stout at 9 a.m. in the morning. I'm like, no, it's cold brew.
Damn. That's a lot of coffee.
And then I have my afternoon coffee, and then I have my caffeine before gym. And then I need a little pick-me-up after the gym because I need to be able to stay awake while I'm gaming.
That's why he has a caffeine problem. I only drink one cup of coffee and then pre-workout. That's it.
I think maybe this is why Damien's eyes are always so, like, wide.
Yeah. There was that one time we had dinner. Damien, like, texted us. He's like, hey, the gym's closed. So you guys want to grab dinner? And we're like, yeah, we're down. And then when we met up, because he took pre-workout, his eyes were like this. He looked like he was on crack, dude. He was just like, yeah, yeah. So he was like, while he was talking to me, his eyes were fully, like, open. And I was like, I am so scared right now. I think this guy's on drugs.
Oh, my gosh.
He's like, I'm sorry. My pre-workout just kicked in. And, yeah. And he just, like, kept talking. I was like, okay, this guy.
And the funniest part about that was he posted on his Insta story too. He was like, when your pre-workout kicks in, would you get to the gym when it's closed? And he was like, big eye, like, at everything. And he came to my house and, like, did a quick, like, chest workout just because he needed to, like, get something, like, just get some of his energy out.
Yep.
I remember that. Good times. Jackie said orange juice with pulp. Damien said a pint of cold brew specifically. Josh, what about you?
I do hot coffee or orange juice. Mm-hmm. Like, not good coffee. Not like the, you know, barista like made. Yeah. I just want that crappy diner coffee.
Dude, that like, the trash coffee from diners, like, it hits different, dude. Like, yeah. It doesn't taste good, but something about it just makes you go, It's like, it hits like a deep part of your soul.
Yeah, I agree.
Comfort coffee.
It is comfort coffee. I would say it's like a warm hug that I didn't know I needed until I took that first sip.
Yeah. And then the pint of cold brew is more like a slap in the face, you know?
And I need multiple slaps in the face in the morning.
He likes it rough.
You see how red he's getting right now? He's like, you're on to me. You're on to me. They're exposing him right now, you know? That's funny. Okay.
Is that it?
I think that's it.
Yeah, right? I think that's it.
Yep, that's the breakfast platter. All right.
Now I'm hungry. Yeah, I'm going to go get food.
Okay, I'll see you guys at Maze tomorrow.
Yeah.
Wait, I'm not kidding, though. I'm really down.
I can't tomorrow.
All right, fine. Sad.
I live far.
Cool. I'll just take a picture about myself. Send it to you guys in the group chat, you know?
What time were you thinking of going?
I mean, anytime, really. I'm free all day, so I just have to do like a... It's like a mandatory reporter training thing. So like, because at church, I help out with the kids department stuff. Like, you have to do this training thing where... you have to be able to identify signs of domestic abuse in, like, children. And then you're basically, once you go through the training, like, it's like a, if you see something, say something type of thing, like, you have to report it. Which, like, I don't know, I feel like I'm not gonna have to worry about that, but, like, you know, I guess it's good training to have just in case, so. But that's the only thing I have going on tomorrow.
This took a weird turn from breakfast butter food to domestic
abuse. Child abuse. I know, right, yeah.
And then he goes, I don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Like, I think our kids are, like, in pretty good homes. You never know, right? So, yeah.
Next thing you know, there's a news story 10 years later. No. Kevin's like, I could have prevented that.
Don't put that on me, Damien. Don't put that on me, Damien. Oh,
man, that got super dark, dude.
Yeah.
It works very live.
All right. All right. Are we just gonna make a? What about ideal lunch platter? Or,
is this just gonna be the whole episode? Like,
someone stop this man.
What is your go-to lunch you take with you to work? You know.
Someone stop this man.
All right, fine. Whatever. You guys, whatever, man. Haters out here. Anything new going on with you guys?
Not really.
No.
Dude, I say this every time. I feel like that's all adult life is like.
I'm gonna have a baby in April.
Okay, this guy's just. I'm about to talk about the normalcy of life and how it's just a routine, and then he goes.
He threw it out there, you guys. Our frat boy, Chad, is now a frat dad.
Got that right, damn straight.
Soon to be frat dad.
I'm feeling good. I'm reading a lot of books. I'm reading one book. And it's called The Simplest Baby. It's called The Simplest Baby Book. I'm like, let's be real, guys. I don't read that much, and I don't read fast. I read very slowly.
Wait, that was so good.
That was so. No one even questioned him, and he goes, "I read one book."
I love that he corrected himself. Like, none of us would have like thought twice about it. Like, oh yeah, he's just trying to be really like a good dad, you know?
No, I already. The people who actually know me know I don't read very well or at all. So
I'm dying.
My conscience took the best of me. But yeah. Reading one book. It's called The Simplest Baby Book. It's like it was made by a dad who like has like a bunch of tips and tricks for new parents. I'm writing in my dad journal where it's like a bunch of little prompts that says like, tell me who is your favorite sports team. Tell me about your mom, so like basically grandmother. Tell me about your dad. Tell me about core childhood memory. Tell me about what it was like in high school. So there's like a bunch of different things I could write about. So I've just been taking like a little bit of time each day to just like write down like a little thing. Right now, Kayla and I have been doing a lot of planning and stuff for the gender reveal that's going to be happening next Saturday.
Okay.
Woot woot.
I think I saw some of that on your Instagram. I
did as well.
Yeah. There was like a thing of like, who's the baby daddy? And it was like a bunch of like celebrities and then you.
It made me laugh.
So basically it's like lottery scratcher style where they're going to put like this like the scratch off part on the face, mm-hmm. and whoever has my face wins. So mm-hmm. basically, you have to pick like which scratcher that is actually going to be. Mm. Yeah, so that's what that was. We're just trying to come up with like fun games and things, but we're just keeping it to family. Since we already have like another party later this month, that we're just wanting this one to be smaller and simpler and more intimate.
Yeah.
But we're having a lot of fun with it, and I'm learning a lot. We actually just got our first ultrasound where the baby actually looks like a baby, because otherwise the previous ones have just looked like little itty bitty little specks, and you're like, mm-hmm. I think that looks like a
is that a foot or a head?
Yeah. But this time it was very clear. Our baby is the size of a lemon this week.
Oh, it's evolving awesome. As fruits.
It's evolving as
fruits. The last blueberry is a lemon now.
Actually, it went from blueberry to strawberry to fig to lime to lemon.
I have a question. Does your doctor tell you these fruits, or you guys like pick a fruit?
Kayla has an app. It's like it's called Flow, FLO, where it's like a pregnancy app that if you basically input like where you're at time wise, it will give you fun facts about things about your baby. So for example, like it was like, oh, like, you know, it's starting hand movements. You won't be able to feel it. And it was very clear because during the ultrasound, apparently the person was saying that our baby, each time they were trying to take a picture of a certain side, it would like flip over and then it was like all of a sudden like raise his arm up, and then all of a sudden it looked like it was doing like a little dance, and then it was just like, I was just like, that's a thing.
That's in there. Damien.
You're like, yeah, that's my kid for sure.
That's my kid, Damien's kid, bro.
I have a tip for you when her belly starts to get bigger.
Huh.
So I'm pretty sure you've seen it somewhere, but as her belly starts to get bigger, go ahead and go behind her and then pick up her belly from behind.
Yeah, I've seen videos of that where it just like takes so much weight off of her, because like that's just like, yeah, I've seen that. Mm-hmm. I plan to do it definitely when she needs like to have a break or two.
Mm-hmm. It's gonna be weird, but I actually know what it feels like. Sort of ish, because I was at a baby shower, and then as like one of the activities that we did, they saran wrapped the watermelon to my stomach, like they saran wrapped the watermelon to like where my stomach is, you know, like to simulate like a pregnancy. And then so as a joke, like we were going around and like helping each other out that way, like lifting it. And we're like, dude, this makes such a huge difference. So yeah, I can attest that it actually does make a huge difference. I've not been pregnant, right? But I mean. Yeah. I don't know. Damien, you guys thinking of names yet?
Yes, depending on the gender. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we've thought of a couple, and we're gonna wait until, you know, obviously the end to reveal it, because we don't want people. Because like, I don't know. I feel like people get weird about names, you know, once you tell them. You know?
Like,
all of a sudden, instead of, there'll be times where, and the reason why I say this is because I've already made the mistake of like mentioning names to like my mom, and Kayla was like, why would you do that? And I was like, oh, I was just, you know, it's my mom, like, you know, why not?
Yeah.
Anyways, like, it's like one thing for, and not that my mom reacted this way, but more so like Kayla made this point. And it was a good point. Like, where instead of, like, let's say I say, oh, we're thinking about this name. And then someone, instead of reacting, goes like, oh, that sounds like a really cute name. Or like, oh, okay, you must be so, you know, excited, or, you know, trying to be supportive. Mm-hmm. People would be like, why would you pick that? Mm. Or people would be like, why would you want to name that? And it's like, oh, okay, I guess. Or they'll just have some sort of comment, or they're like, oh, maybe you should like think differently, or maybe you should like pick a different name or whatever. It's just like one of those things where we are trying to make sure that we're not having any outside influences, and that we're really wanting this because like it's for our reasons, and not because we're thinking of already how the world is going to judge you know, our baby. So again, not that my mom reacted like this way in particular. My mom was actually supportive, but then like when I told Kayla, like, you know, it actually made sense to me, like, oh, maybe we should try to kind of keep it just to us about what we plan to name our baby. Yeah, but we have thought of him. But the problem, well, with, not the problem, I would say the thing that's different now is like when you're with, when we were first dating and we were thinking about baby names, we were like, oh yeah, that this sounds like a cute name. That sounds like a cute name. But now that we're actually like going to have a child, mm-hmm. it's like, you're kind of like doing like a checking the list twice kind of thing. Like, oh, does this still make sense? Is this still like something that we're interested in? So yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's fair.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, baby's due date is in April. So mm-hmm. 6 more months.
Yeah, about.
Yeah.
Wow. That's
about 6 more months. Yeah.
Mm. That's awesome, dude. Yeah. I think, like, I talk with a lot of new parents about, like, how, like, why did you pick this name for your kid, you know? And not in any way of, like, being, like, well, that's a weird name, you know? Just, like, I'm just curious, like, what is the idea behind it? And there was one, like, I think there's, like, a lot of different, like, fun stories, right? There was one where I asked the guy, so his daughter's name is Bailey, and I asked him, hey, why'd you name your daughter Bailey, right? I think it's a very uncommon name, particularly in, like, in Asian American circles. So I asked him, I was like, why Bailey? And he was like, well, my dad really wanted to name her. And, you know, like, for Koreans, like, the grandparents picking names is, I guess, like, a really big deal. I didn't know that personally, but, yeah, I guess, like, a big deal for, like, grandparents to pick the names of their kids' kids. Which seems weird to me because it's like, you know, my parents picked my name, so. Anyway.
Yeah, no, I could see that. So here's what I'll say as far as like connecting that, but also what I was saying earlier. So like when I heard you say the name Bailey, the first thing that I thought of was like Bailey is like the Irish drink, like the alcoholic thing. Mm-hmm. But of course, if I say that out loud directly to someone who's trying to name their kid, like they're like, oh, well, then I don't want my child to be named after like an Irish drink. And it's like, well, no, like, you know, there's plenty of people named Bailey in the world. But like if someone says that to somebody, then all of a sudden it's like, well, maybe that's not such a great name, even after I put so much thought into it. Mm-hmm. So like, yeah, but Bailey sounds like a cute name. I didn't realize that. Is that like specific to Koreans, you said? The grandparents picking the names?
I don't know. Like I said, I didn't even know it was a thing at all. But this is very interesting because the guy was saying that he didn't want his dad to pick his kid's name, but he decided that his dad had like a thing that he wanted his son to at least honor, which was, it was basically, so the guy and his brother had names that started with A, and then so his dad's dream was that his son's kids, so his grandkids, would all be named with names that start with B. So it'd be like A, B, and then the lineage would continue with C, D, like, you know, like that, like throughout generations. That was the hope. And then so he was saying, like, I didn't want to let my dad pick the name, but I decided that I would at least honor my dad's wishes in that regard. So when we were, like, picking out names, we just really liked this name, and so we went with it kind of thing. I was like, oh, that's interesting. And so there's
some. That is interesting.
Yeah, there are people who will say, like, oh, we just like the name. Or there are people who are like, oh, like, this name means this, and it, like, made us think about, like, how hard the pregnancy was and how much, like, this journey of, like, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, wow, like, there's really, like, you get the whole spectrum when it comes to baby names. It's like, some people put zero thought into it, like, or not zero thought, right? But, like, some people put, like, very minimal thought, and some people will put, like, all the thought in the world into it. And so, interesting to think about. But I'm sure you guys will pick a great name, like, I think, you know. I don't know if you guys are going to... Are you guys going to do, like, a whole, like, K thing?
No. Okay. Yeah, we're not continuing the whole K thing. Gotcha. So, listeners, for context. So, my mom's name is Kim, and my dad's name is Quinn. And then, so, my siblings' names are Kevin, Kira, Quentin, Kylie, Karina. So, KKQKK. And then Kayla is another K that just gets added to the family. So I feel like Kayla and I are like, there's enough Ks. We don't need, you know, we don't need to add another. But Yeah, we have an idea of what we would like to name the baby. I will say, for some reason, girls' names were easier. Boys' names were harder to think about. And I think that's because I have a lot of guy friends. And not saying that I wouldn't want my kid named after them, but I know that their egos would like spike through the roof. Be like, hey, my son's named after you. Or after your son's named after me, kind of thing. So,
mm-hmm. Even though that's not the case at all, right?
Even though that's not the case at all. It's like, it would just be names that Kayla and I like would like to have picked. But then I'm just like, nah.
Gotcha. All right.
Well, anyways, congrats, Damien. I'm excited for you and Kayla.
Thank you.
Let me tell you, when I first heard the news, I was tearing up a bit.
Yeah, I remember I announced it to you guys like in person, and then Kevin said he almost cried.
I got a little emotional, yeah.
He got emotional. Yeah. I could have swore I thought I heard you say you were tearing crying up.
I was like, I got pretty close, I'll say that much. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We also didn't believe it, because
he lied to us last right. Oh, man, it's just so funny, because like I tell that story now to like some of my other friends. I was like, yeah, I was telling my like close group of friends that, you know, I was going to have a kid, and none of them believed me because I did an April Fool's joke like the year before.
Yeah, I still remember that, because you're like, guys, Kayla's pregnant on April Fool's. And then we were like, everyone was like, oh, it's so genuine. Oh, man, congrats, dude. Like, oh, my gosh. And we're all like super genuine to David, and he goes, April Fool's. And then as soon as he said that, everyone's like, F you, what's wrong with me?
Yeah, who jokes about that?
I do, apparently. And then when I did announce that I was actually pregnant and actually showed them like the ultrasound, they're like, nah, you could have gotten that off the internet. I don't think that's a real deal. That's why you forget.
Yeah, the boy who cried wolf, you know. Mm-hmm. Fool me once, shame on me. Oh, no, wait, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shame on me. Yeah.
Yeah, and there's the George W. Bush version, where he's like, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, can't get fooled again. Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Nothing new for anyone else. My cat's still cute.
Yes. Sam's hand is adorable. She legit looks so content.
Dude, okay. I don't know if you guys can see it, but she got her paw over her head, her face like this. It's so cute. I love this cat.
She's telling you to turn off the lights, bro. Right
here. Yeah. There's apparently like a different thing. So like if a cat covers their nose, it's because they're cold. So they're like covering their nose, and then eyes, yeah, like they're like, it's too bright for them to sleep. If they're belly up, that means they feel very safe. But if they're like more curled up, it means that they're ready for action. Or if they do the loafy thing, that means they're ready to, like, they're ready to be active in a moment's notice. Yeah.
But Sansan's always belly up, so she's very comfortable.
Yeah, she's very comfy. She's like gotten into this habit lately where like every time I get ready for bed, like she knows. Because, like, I'll start walking back and forth between my room and the bathroom and the kitchen a lot, like, just to make sure everything's good to go, you know? And then she'll, like, wait and follow me around. And when I get into my room, and I turn, as soon as the lights come off, I can't close my door because she wants to come inside. So I have to leave the door open a crack, and then she'll, like, come inside. She'll, cuddle up with me. And then, like, she'll just go to sleep that way. And then at some point in the night, she'll leave. It's, like, so cute. But, yeah. Sometimes she'll spend the whole night with me. It's just she'll be at different spots on my bed.
I am jealous of your routine with Sansan, because Ghost's routine with me is not so pleasant. Always at 5 a.m., he will take a single claw, not like his whole paw, but like one single nail, and he'll just like gently swipe the bottom of my foot just to wake me up. And it like it doesn't even hurt, it's like a little tickle. He's like, hey dad, time to get up. And he just swipes, and then I'm just like, wake up. And I'm just like, I'm so angry, but at the same time, that was so cute. I just want to sleep, and it's too early. Okay. And then he just bolts out the room. He's like, okay, time to play.
Yeah, dude. That's what I was like. I was talking to Amanda about this, where I was like, I have always said that I really want kids, you know? Like, I still do. I genuinely want kids. But, like, ever since I got Sansan, like, my whole kind of, like, opinion on that kind of mellowed out. And I still love kids. I still want kids. But, like, Sansan wakes me up every morning, 7 o'clock, if I'm not already out of bed. And then she's like, yo, breakfast time. Give me my food. And she, like, will meow at me and, like, will not let me sleep in. And even on Saturdays, if I stay up late, she doesn't care. She wants her food, right? And so I was like, dude, I'm not ready to have a kid who's going to wake me up whenever they want. Like, you know, like, I'm not ready for this yet. So I was talking to Amanda about that. And she was like, it's okay. We have a few years. Don't worry. And I was like, yeah, you're right. You're right. So
I feel like I've already been training to have a kid because, like, I wasn't a light sleeper before. But now, like, I can fall asleep really fast. But now I can wake up at a moment's notice because I hear something Ghost does in the kitchen. He will, like, knock something over. And I'll be like, what was that? And I'll go out to the kitchen, I'll check. Or Mason will be making, like, some sort of noise. I'm just like, Mason, what are you doing? And it turns out he's just nervous to walk across the hallway. So he's just, like, tip-tapping back and forth all night. And then we got Ghost when he was a kitten. So I already know what it's like to wake up every couple hours because I was like litter box training him and also feeding him because we kind of got him before 8 weeks. So I was already in the routine of like, okay, 3-hour nap, wake up in the middle of the night, food, water, litter box. All right, come back to bed with me. All right, food, water, litter box, come back to bed with me. It's just like, so
yeah.
I got a little bit of it. It's not the same, but I got a little bit of it.
Yeah, I think if you haven't experienced either taking care of, like, a younger sibling or a pet before, then it is different.
Yeah, I think it's, like, one of those things where, like, it really makes you, like, you have to step back, like, outside of yourself, you know? Because it's, like, you know, your pet didn't ask to get adopted by you, or, like, your sibling didn't ask to be taken care of by you, you know? But it's, like, you gotta do it anyway kind of thing.
So. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you have to always keep the mind of, like, they don't know why you're upset if you do get upset. They're just trying to figure things out. Mm-hmm. So then it's just like you have to make sure to keep yourself in check.
Yeah. That's the message to our listeners. If you don't have a pet yet, get a pet. It'll teach you a lot about yourself.
I was actually going to ask the question just because Kayla asked this. If you were to be able to add any pet or animal additionally into your house right now, which type of pet and why? I'll start us off. Hedgehog. That's it. Hands down. I love hedgehogs. And I want one scurrying around the house so bad, but they're banned in California. So I can't get one.
For me, I want a rain frog.
Rain frog?
They're like desert frogs. So they're like, they'll sleep in like the dirt or whatever, and then like they get their moisture from like the cold air in the deserts. If you Google them, they're like really small and fat and derpy looking.
I think I follow one on Instagram if I were to look it up.
I think they're so derpy and cute, so I want one.
Wait, I just want to make sure I got this right. It lives in the desert, but it's called a rain frog.
Oh, yeah. I love these ones. They're so cute.
They're fat and derpy, and I'm like, I want one because they're just...
I follow a couple of these on Instagram. They're so stinking cute.
I have videos saved on TikTok because I'm just like, it's so funny.
Their butts are just like so small and so like ridiculous looking.
Look at it. You need to pull up the photo.
It's like so cute. It's so grumpy. Look at it yawning. It's like,
yeah, I want one of those.
Okay, Josh.
I think I'm the only one without a pet in the group right now.
So everyone has me.
You're not a pet. I don't own you.
Ooh, he's trying to tell us something. Josh, you have some explaining to do.
I don't know. He's crazy. I don't know what he's talking about.
He said, "You're gonna adopt me."
No, thank you.
Okay, no, but what would you pick?
I don't know, man. I'm like conflicted. I always like dogs, but then Ghost and Sansan makes me really want to have a, like, your guys' cats really make me want to have a cat now.
I think like one thing though is like, I think our cats are on the better behaved end of cats. So that's like an important thing to like.
I'm like, don't neglect my son. Look at him.
Yeah, but dogs are so like, I love dogs, but just the maintenance for them, because you like, you can't go on vacation without one else watch your dog.
Well, it's the same thing as a cat. You know, you can't go on vacation not as much as a dog.
Cats, you just have to make sure they're still alive.
Yeah. Like, yeah, I heard cats are a lot easier to take care of. And then dogs, you have to go walk them, and then cats just run around the house.
You get the zombies, you know?
I don't know. I kind of want a cat now, but yeah. So I guess I'll say cat for now. We'll see.
Mm. Yeah. Okay. I think like there's also like the thing like, you know, where people I think assume that all cats are similar, but like there's different breeds, right? Like there's the really ugly naked looking one, and I'd never get that cat like in my life.
Oh, like this one, the Sphinx.
I think that's what it's called. Yeah, the Sphinx. That, oh, it's so ugly. Like, I would never get that cat. But, I don't know, man. I think, like, Sansan's perfect. She's so cute. Look at her.
Is she a rag doll?
A what?
No, she's rag a cat. Doll.
What do you mean, a rag doll?
No. The species, like, her breed.
Oh, I have no idea, because she was adopted at a shelter, and they don't know either, so.
Mm. Yeah.
But they said that she's part American, part Siamese.
Okay.
So, yeah. I don't know. I mean, I'm happy with Sansan. I think one thing that works about, like, me having a cat is that, like, I like that she's very low maintenance. Like, she just gets, like, attention needy sometimes. But it's funny because I tell Amanda all the time that, like, my cat is just like her. Because for the most part, she's very low maintenance. But occasionally she'll get very needy. And then she'll also bite me randomly. So, my girlfriend. Yeah. I think for me, if I were to get any other pet, though, I'd want a ferret.
Ooh, the ferrets are cute.
Yeah, because I've had ferrets before when I lived in, like, Alaska and Florida. And they're great, dude. They're, like, more weaselly cats. Like, they have the same
level. That's a good way to put it.
Yeah, like, they have the same level of aggression, same level of, like, maintenance in general. They don't live as long, though, so.
Don't they like taking dust baths? That's a thing, right?
Dust baths?
Yeah, dust baths.
I know chinchillas take dust baths.
Oh, I was thinking of chinchillas.
Yeah. Anyway. But ferrets like playing in like rice or noodles.
What? I've never heard that before. But yeah, I think ferrets are cute. So maybe I'd do a ferret. And I'd want to see how Sansan and a ferret would get along. So yeah, but that's probably it. All right. Thanks everyone for hanging out. Thanks everyone for listening. If you enjoyed this conversation as much as we did, hope you can, you know, give us a like, comment, I don't know, interact with our social stuff somehow, help us out, you know, and yeah, let us know what you think, and we'll see you guys next time. Bye.
Okay, bye.
See ya.